A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. A man came up to Jesus and said, "Teacher, what good must I do to possess everlasting life?" He answered, "Why do you question me about what is good? There is one who is good. If you wish to enter into life, keep the commandments." "Which one?" he asked. Jesus replied, "You shall not kill. You shall not commit adultery. You shall not steal. You shall not bear false witness. Honor your father and your mother, and love your neighbor as yourself." The young man said to him, "I have kept all these. What do I need to do further?" Jesus told him, "If you seek perfection, go, sell your possessions, and give to the poor. You will then have treasure in heaven. After that, come back and follow me." Hearing these words, the young man went away sad, for his possessions were many. The Gospel of the Lord. One of the laws of physics has to do with matter displacement. Matter takes up space. If you try to put new matter into a place already occupied, something will get displaced. Perhaps one of the easiest ways to visualize it is to imagine a half-filled glass of water. Then imagine a full glass of water being poured into the half-filled glass. The half-filled glass will soon overflow. That image is what comes into my mind when I read this gospel story. The young man wanted to grow in his faith. He wanted to experience a deeper relationship with God. He followed all the commandments, and now he wanted to move on to a new level. Jesus told him how. Let go. The young man had many possessions. Jesus knew his glass was only half full. To fill it up with the entire fullness of God, the young man would have to empty himself. He would have to learn to let go of his possessions. The young man was sad because he didn't think he could do it. So he went away. How many times have we done something similar? It might not even be a physical possession. It might be a ministry we are proud of, that we are holding on to, and we get the call to try something else. And we don't want to go, but God is calling us anyway. We have to let go of the old and move on with the new. Just let go. Material possessions tie us to the physical world, and spiritual values free us. Yes, we exist in a physical world, that we need to eat and drink and have a place to live, but we don't have to let them rule our lives. I recently read an article about people in the United States who have done just that, rejected values of materialistic society. They come from all walks of life. They're not one particular religion or group, but they all wanted to have a life of freerness. They changed and got small, simple houses. They grew food in their gardens. They experienced the great outdoors for exercise instead of paying money to a gym. They bought recycled clothing from thrift shops. They walked when the distance was close. They simplified their lives and found they didn't need much money to live on, and they were happier, and they were fulfilled. I read about a woman who noticed that a large percentage of her monthly budget went to Starbucks. She and her friends liked to meet there to socialize. So she started inviting her friends to her home to socialize, and they made their own coffee. It wasn't the coffee that was important, but the chance to be together. Look at your own life. What is it that's taking time away from you, letting you have time with God? What is keeping you from deepening your relationship with God and His people? Pick just one obstacle and work on letting it go. It's easier said than done. Human beings like their comfort zone. The young man lived in comfort. It was hard to leave all that behind and follow Jesus. So why go? Why even try? Because Jesus told us. He told us how much more filling are the treasures of heaven. Our relationship with God is not tied to the laws of physics. If we are that half-filled glass and God's love is the water, we would overflow, but not in the sense that all that overflow would be a waste, but all that overflow would be absorbed into our very being. There would never be too much God. We are only held back by our own limitations, limitations put on us by ourselves. God is limitless. When we learn to let go of our possessions, physical and emotional, we would be open. We would be an empty glass that God could fill with his unlimited love and grace. What have we got to lose? Just material things of this world. What have we got to gain? The immense, unlimited goodness of God. Like I said, what have we got to lose?